Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andy Stefanovich is our guest, folks. He's a new friend. He's the chief curator and provocateur. I mean, he's going to have to explain himself about this now in a minute. Chief curator and provocateur at Profit. And he's an innovation expert. The world knows him as one of the top innovation experts. He's got some interesting ideas on how you and I should think about innovating. And I'll tell you what, folks, if there's one thing that you should have taken away from my show in the last couple of 3 years, maybe even the last decade, is that if you're going to be successful in the second decade of the 21st century, you're going to have to be innovative. Andy Stefanovich, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Your book is called Look at More. And it's all about innovation, and one of the things that you do, when you think of innovation, you come at it a little bit of a different approach. A lot of times, when most people think of innovation, they think, okay, what's my product going to be? What am I going to get out of this? You say you should focus more on what you put into it before you focus on what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, it's an amazing non-intuitive kind of sense around the idea of innovation. So innovation is you blur your eyes, you imagine the outcomes, the products, the services, the things that they're created as an outcome of the work. But as we've been working, Jim, with companies literally all over the world, and even the big business applications apply to any size business, what we found was how many people had forgot about the innovation really needed to be inspired and needed to be kind of fueled from the very onset in order to create great. And I was with a client and friend a couple years ago, and I asked her, I said, so if we were to think about the idea of innovation, how are you thinking about it? And she said, well, I really only have three ways to innovate, and they're these three strategies. And these are the ways that drive effect into the market for my company. But what I'm lacking really is this idea of inspiration, this fuel for that. Hmm. So it's really the non-intuitive looking at the input versus the output, and it's putting some humanity and some real personal and passionate kind of fuel on the inside of the idea of innovation as opposed to just looking at the outcome.
Well, I really like the fact that you use the word humanity, Andy, because this, if there's one thing that I think that the 21st century marketplace is going to have to do, if you and I are going to survive this century, if humanity is going to survive this century, is to focus on humanity. And of course, we all know that your desk isn't creative, your typewriter, your computer, your automobile isn't creative. Human beings are creative. Human beings innovate.
Right.
And so if you're going to be innovative successfully and you're going to accomplish something without creating a casualty list, you've got to do that. You've got to think about the humans, don't you?
Well, I think it's just absolutely spot on. I think what we've done is we've made the idea of innovation and creating a bit too mechanical and a bit too just structured, and what we forgot is the fact that it's human-based and it's human-centered. And what we were feeling and what we continue to feel is if you blur your eyes and you see the world actually talking to you and saying it had a thought bubble above it, imagine the words the world might be saying in terms of its needs, feelings, and wants. And it would be things like hope or transparency or aspiration or trust or authenticity. And these same things, Jim, apply to business. And so if you apply those same words to business, there's, in fact, a human energy crisis going on inside a business. And the people inside of those businesses very much at a human level want to create, and they want to create value and create things. And so unleashing their potential is all about getting back to the idea of humanity and being very personal around the idea of innovation.
Well, one of the things you talk about, one of your five steps, which is basically the architecture of your book, is the word mood. Now, when you talk to if you go down the street and you ask 100 people about their definition of innovation, I bet not too many people would say mood would be one of the words they'd use to describe it. What do you use that
word? No, it wouldn't. It very much falls on the far end of the qualitative side as opposed to the quantitative, and it's, again, one of those non-intuitive inputs versus the outcome. And, you know, it was yesterday. I was in Dallas yesterday, Jim, and I was at a very neat area called the Art District. And I walked into a place called the Soda Gallery. And the Soda Gallery, unlike a bar or restaurant, has no alcohol but only soda. And all the sodas you'd imagine growing up, from your grandfather's sodas to your father's sodas to your sodas, and all the new and old. And the man that greeted us was a guy named Robert Gutierrez. And he welcomed us with a huge smile, turned down the radio so that we could have a great conversation, and took us through, as the only two people in his store, an entire, almost curated experience of how he believed around the idea of soda being something that was a part of everyone's legacy and not deserving enough credit, telling us stories about how a child came in and asked for the last for a soda that his grandfather asked on his deathbed, and all these really fascinating little touch points. But as we walked out, we felt the mood. We felt the mood of the Soda Gallery and knew that by virtue of him creating the right mood, he was creating a place that was going to create great things. Just well, an amazing example of how the soft things like mood have such an impact.
Well, it is, but I'm going to be the meanie here, Andy, and say that's fine if you've got a government sponsored shrine or museum for soda, but somebody's got to make that pay in the marketplace. And so I'm going to be the meanie and say and push back and say, okay, how do we convert mood into something that will allow us to continue to innovate, allow us to stay in business so we can continue to innovate?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a really fair one. I think what we find is the five M's, and I'll just kind of run through those very quickly for the audience. It's mood, mindset, mechanisms, measurement, and momentum. And those are really the five organizing principles around the principle to drive innovation out of the organization, whether it's small or big. And what this gentleman did, I'll just go back to Robert just to give an example of how mood tied to driving sales, is by creating the right mood and creating a community in a very participatory environment, he had little sampling kits where you could actually sample the different sodas and see what you might like or not like, and straws and little sipping cups. By virtue of having that very distinct mechanism, he drove the sale. Two of us bought six sodas and walked out with $12 worth of sodas we really didn't want or feel like we had.
Well, there you go.
So that does lead to sales if you create the right business mechanism.
What he did, though, and this is what small business owners must understand as we move forward, he created an experience for you.
He did.
It wasn't just about the soda. It was a soda experience. And small business owners, that's what you and I have to do. A lot of the business that we will do in the future will be done by people who, part of the reason they do business with you is because they like the idea of doing business with you. I'm going to be right back with Andy Stefanovic. And his book is called Look at More. I want to delve into some of these five steps that he built his book around and that he works around when we come back. Mood, mindset, mechanism, measurement, and momentum. Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.